The Pebble Advisory Committee met Monday with representatives from the Pebble Limited Partnership to discuss plans for the proposed mine. Pebble spokesperson Mike Heatwall said the goal of this meeting was to familiarize the committee members with the range of stakeholder and environmental issues that the project poses. They did that through discussions, presentations, and opportunity for questions. On Tuesday, they visited the site of the proposed mine near Iliamna Lake.
I think it's very helpful for folks to get out, take a look around, and get a sense for themselves about where the prospect is located, the challenges of how to get the minerals from mine site to a port site, and all the considerations that go into there.
That's Mike Heatwall. Members of groups opposed to the mine were invited to participate in the meeting and to present their views. Among those groups were the United Tribes of Bristol Bay, Trout Unlimited, the Bristol Bay Native Corporation, and the Bristol Bay Economic Development Corporation. None participated. Instead, they held a rally in opposition of the proposed mine in Anchorage at the same time as the advisory committee meeting. Thomas Tilden was at the rally. He sits on the Chogyang Tribal Council and on the board of Nunumpta Aluxdai. He's a commercial fisherman. Tilden called the meeting a waste of time. He explained that for groups opposed to the mine, attending the meeting would be counterproductive.
It's a way of the mining company to give itself credibility in regards to it working with the people. The sad thing about all that is that they get to handpick whoever they want to sit on that advisory council. It makes it appear that while we did this, we actually had the approval of some of these folks that were sitting on our advisory council, and so therefore we listened to the people that were opposed to it. Even though, of course, they're outnumbered. He never mentioned that.
Tilden says that he hopes rallies like these discourage potential financial backers from supporting the Pebble project. Despite the rainy weather, well over 100 people took to the streets with signs and umbrellas to protest. William Johnson is one of the two representatives from Bristol Bay on the advisory committee. Johnson is a longtime commercial fisherman from Dillingham who's held a variety of positions in the Bristol Bay Native Association and BBNC. He has deep concerns about the proposed mine. He said that's why he accepted the invitation to be a part of the committee.
It is worthwhile because if there's something that's going to impact the Bristol Bay region or could benefit the Bristol Bay region, the people have to participate. You can't stand back and throw rocks. You've got to participate.
Johnson said his primary concern is maintaining water quality near the mine site and downstream.
I requested that they hire an independent water consulting firm to test each and every one of the drill holes and have them test the water and publish their own report and submit it out to the public without having Pebble approve the document.
He was told that his suggestion would be taken under advisement. Johnson went into the meeting without an official stance for or against the proposed mine. After one meeting, he still had both concerns and an open mind.
You know, this has a potential to be very good for the region or very bad. And I want to know what is very bad, and I want to know what is very good, so I can weigh the project on its own merits.
Pebble aims to file for a permit in December. The advisory committee will likely meet again before the end of the year. They're discussing the possibility of touring an active mine in British Columbia. In Dillingham, I'm Avery Lill.